time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, President Mahama delivers State of Nation address today. Members of Council of State sworn in. Five-member committee to investigate alleged use of expired aluminium sulfate at Wager Treatment Plant. National Solid Waste Law advocated. And police in Portugal seize large quantities of fake euro notes. First, the summary by Doreen Ampofu.
President Mahama will this morning present his first State of Nation address to Parliament. The Constitution mandates the President to present this to Parliament at the beginning of every session. President John Mahama is expected to touch on many sectors of the economy, including the energy shortfall, water and sanitation. Members of the newly constituted Council of State have been sworn in. President Mahama asked them to be frank in their advice to government. He describes the Council of State as a critical constitutional body and urged the members to cooperate with the government to help build a better Ghana. A five-member committee to investigate the alleged use of expired aluminium sulfate at the Wager Treatment Plant has been sworn in. The committee is under the chairmanship of a former president of the Ghana Institution of Engineers, Albert Ojiri, the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, gave the committee 6 working days to submit its report. And the police in Portugal have seized more than 380,000 fake euro notes. The notes were seized in an operation in the northern city of Oporto. The police said in a statement that the counterfeit notes were of exceptional quality and are thought to be of a type that has been in circulation for a decade, with specimens turning up mostly in Spain, Italy, Germany, Bulgaria and Portugal.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Mahama will deliver the State of the Nation address today in accordance with Article 67 of the 1992 Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. The address will be his first since he took office last month. President Mahama is expected to talk about the country's economy, agriculture, health and education, as well as oil and gas and the country's foreign policy. Article 67 of the Constitution enjoins the President to deliver to Parliament a message on the state of the nation at the beginning of each session of Parliament and before its dissolution.
And as the President delivers the State of Nation address today, most people are concerned with the power cuts, while others expect the President to address the high unemployment situation in the country.
President John Dramani Mahama has assured Ghanaians that the load shedding will be a thing of the past by the end of this year. He said the country is facing a deficit of 200 megawatts of electricity and the government is working around the clock to significantly reduce the energy crisis by the end of April. President Mahama gave the assurance at the Flagstaff House. Fethiya reports.
President Mahama said the government is expecting more than 250 megawatts of electricity from the Takoradi TA3 project by the end of this month and from the Bui Power project by the end of next month.
A new plant we started working on in Takoradi, which we call the T3, that generates about 120 megawatts, will come on stream before the end of February. In addition, we're expecting the Bui Hydro project's first turbine to come on in April, and that will bring another 133 megawatts. And so the combined T3 and Bui turbine 1 should give us something in the region of 250 megawatts. And that should reduce the deficit that we have and most likely reduce the load shedding to the barest minimum. If the West African gas pipeline comes on in April, then Asogi can come back on and that will bring another 220 megawatts into the system immediately and give us more than enough that we need.
President Mahama repeated his pledge to the people of Ghana of ensuring that the issue of load shedding is addressed once and for all.
I wish to assure the people of Ghana that we're working very hard to reduce the load shedding. I'm as uncomfortable with this as everybody else is, and I'll do everything possible to make sure that we end the load shedding by the middle of the year. I still stick to my promise that by end of 2013, there will be no load shedding. And so I keep to my promise that by end of 2013, 2019, we would have overcome load shedding. There will be no load shedding, but there could be isolated outages. But we'll continue to work on the system to make it as reliable as possible.
The president explained that the West African Gas Pipeline project delayed due to the unfortunate death of two engineers working to repair the damage to the gas pipelines in Togo last year.
FEA reporting.
Now to Parliament, where the vision of the President to arrest the energy challenges facing the country is topmost on the expectations of members of the House as the State of the Nation address is delivered today. When Radio Ghana spoke with MPs on the majority side, they were optimistic the President will outline his plans to develop the country with special emphasis on measures to ensure problems in the energy sector become things of the past.
From the President, to tell them the state of affairs regards to the energy sector, particularly the electricity. And then the nurses want the President to assure them that he is taking the necessary steps to address the problem. Yesterday, for instance, a clever indictment.
We are not expecting anything than what the state is, the economy. Now, what is topical is the issue of fuel, energy. We are going to hear all these issues. It's coming to cool our hearts.
So minority says they will not participate.
That is their matter. Ours is to talk to them to come on board. This is one parliament. It's not two parliaments. It's one parliament. And we are all for the interest of the country. So if they have an issue, and their issue, according to them, is the recognition of the president, and they have legal way to stress it that we recognize the president, what is their problem? So they should come. But that doesn't mean if they insist not to come, the country cannot move. The country will go on. What we want is the management of this country, the economy. So if the president comes and tell us how the country is going to be managed and the way forward, we are okay.
Why he comes? Then we will hear what he has to say.
But now the grappling problem is the energy sector and the...
And I know he's going to address that also. Yes, of course, we are all not happy about it. He's not happy about it. So we are all hoping that there will be a solution to the energy problem, the water problem, everything. We will see his vision on those things.
The president, what about going to say for the... anchored in the better Ghana agenda.
You've been an experienced MP. You've seen several State of the Nation address. Are you going to expect anything different from the normal State of the addresses you've been have over the years?
Yeah, definitely. I expect the style of the presentation. If you look at the previous State of the Nation address delivered by the President before the end of the previous Parliament, he had a different way of presenting the statement. So I expect that, yes, this one is going to be different from the previous President. So probably you just give us a summary of what is the state of the economy, the highlights of the various aspects of the economy. You'll do that. And probably after that, give us the full text, which the Parliament will definitely debate. So I expect that there's going to be some kind of change in the presentation.
What about content-wise? People are grappling with energy, power and all that. What do you expect?
I expect the President to say something about the problems or the challenges in terms of energy. I personally see them as temporary issues. Not that we don't know the causes of the challenge, we know. And actions are being taken on those ones.
Those expectations of some MPs on the State of Nation address. Meanwhile, members of the minority were tight-lipped on the expectations of today's address. The minority leader, Osei Chimensa Bonsu, after a meeting of the caucus in his office, had this to say.
We see our colleagues in the chamber. They'll be taking their seats.
I'm going to be part of this.
That's all that I can say to you.
You heard minority leader, Osei Chimensa Bonsu.
Despite the assurance by the National Petroleum Authority to address the shortage of liquefied petroleum gas in the country, the problem still persists. Both consumers and retailers have not had it in a long while. The few filling stations that have gas are thronged by both domestic and commercial users. A visit to some filling stations in the metropolis revealed that the country still suffers the shortage. Our reporters Magdalene Mensah and Sophia Koko have the rest of the story.
The La, Anaset and Go gas stations all had the no gas sign posted at their entrances. Though cylinders were in long queues awaiting refill, the stations were logged and attendants out of sight. A few that had the commodity were thronged by both domestic and commercial users. Vehicles were in long queues alongside the cylinders waiting to be attended to. Even though the owners of the cylinders were not present, the few that were around helped attendants lift them one after the other for refill. An attendant at the Negro gas station at Odoko, who spoke to Radio Ghana off record, said the shortage is affecting their business. He also said most Ghanaians and businesses depend on LPG and could be negatively affected if the situation is not rectified. He complained about the increase in the price of LPG whenever there is a shortage and called on the National Petroleum Authority to make the commodity available.
A report was filed by Magdalene Mensah and Sophia Koko.
Now, the bulk oil shortage and transportation company boss has assured the public, particularly those in the northern parts of the country, of availability of petroleum products for distribution. It is therefore advising the public not to engage in panic buying of the product, as every effort is being made to solve the problem. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Baba Utu, the corporate communications manager of BOS, Sally Funat Ichampong, said the challenge now is the delivery of the product to the various depots to ensure that oil marketing companies serve their filling stations.
The current issues we are having up north is a result of a technical issues we had between BOST and then tanker drivers. It is as a result of a mode of discharge of fuel products to our depots. We realized that we're having shortages as a result of losses to both BOST and the tanker drivers. So BOST management decided that to curtail the losses on both sides, they needed to install flow meters. Flow meters is a digital way of monitoring the quantity of fuel in the tankers before they are loaded for discharge product. But a meeting was held on the 18th of this month and we have resolved the problem. So currently there's no fuel shortage in the country. BOS as a company has enough stock to deliver to the northern part of the country. So the challenge now we are facing is a delivery problem. As we speak, the depot management at BOPE are making every effort. Every hour, every minute, they are delivering fuel products to the north.
That was the corporate communications manager of the bulk oil storage and transportation company, BOS, Sally Funat Ichampong, talking to Baba Utu.
Still on fuel, the Upper West Regional Anti-Fuel Smuggling Task Force has cautioned that any fuel filling station caught smuggling or conniving with fuel smugglers to smuggle the commodity will be closed down. The license of such filling station will further be withdrawn and the owners prosecuted. The chairman of the task force, DCOP Kofi Adaya Champong, gave the warning at a news conference in Wa. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports.
The 50-member anti-fuel smuggling task force is formed to help reduce or eliminate the rampant fuel smuggling in the region, especially at the borders with Burkina Faso. It is made up of personnel from the police, military, service and immigration. The chairman of the task force, DCOP Kofi Dansu Adaya Ichampong, elaborated on what the task force is expected to do.
The following are checked by the task force personnel. Four tanks or compartments of all vehicles and B, containers with suspicious or unjustifiable quantity of fuel. The directive also requires that filling stations are not to serve fuel in containers. Fuel stations caught conniving or involved in smuggling activities are to be prosecuted. Their licenses will be withdrawn and the stations closed down.
DCOP Adaya Ichampong said just a week after the formation of the task force, it has already impounded smuggled fuel products valued at 2,852 Ghana cedis.
The following quantities of fuel have been seized. Monday, 12 February 2013, 5 drums of diesel, 23 liters of diesel gamma oil, 8 jerry cans, that is 35 gallons of petrol. Then on Tuesday, 2,202.50 liters of petrol and then 112.5 liters of diesel were seized.
Meanwhile, motorists and vehicle owners have started feeling the impact of the shortage of diesel and petrol in the Upper West region.
Well, Abdul Wahab reporting.
President John Dramani Mahama has charged the newly constituted members of the Council of State to be frank, timely and open in their advice to the government. He describes the Council of State as a critical constitutional body and asks the members to cooperate with the government to bring the needed improvement into the lives of Ghanaians. President Mahama said this when he swore in the members of the Council of State at the Flagstaff House at Kanda in Accra, Seth Aya reports.
23 out of the 25 members of the council were sworn in by President Mahama. He administered the oaths of office, secrecy and allegiance. President Mahama explained that the names of the two remaining members, who are former Inspector General of Police and the Chief of the Defence Staff, have been sent to Parliament for approval and will subsequently swear them in by Friday. He said he welcomes advice from the council.
If you have a body of experienced people who live in society, who pick up what people's concerns are and deliberate on them and come occasionally to advise the president, I think that is a very important channel of communication, you know, for the president, in order that the policies that he implements can be shaped properly and implemented to the benefit of the people. I expect you to be as open and transparent with me as possible and to give me the truth at all times. And I believe that with our collective wisdom, we'll be able to make a success of the mandate that the people of Ghana have given us.
A member of the Council of State and immediate past Chief of Staff, John Henry Martin Newman, on behalf of the other members, pledged to serve diligently.
I wish to assure you that we will work hard to ensure that you deliver to the people of this country. We will burn the midnight oil. We will assume the responsibility which will devolve on us by virtue of your sometimes decentralizing part of your responsibility, which will devolve on us and which we will assume and undertake genuinely, fairly, to the interest of the people of this country. But let me also say that the whole concept of service in this country appears to have been lost by many of us. It is important that when we are appointed, elected, however, to work for the people of this country, we serve. We need to serve. And we assure you that we will serve.
The 11 members appointed by the president include the former Central Regional Minister, Amabin Wadu. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
A delegation of government officials will soon be in China to iron out the bottlenecks delaying the full disbursement of the $3 billion Chinese loan to Ghana. The government has aligned the funds to some high-profile development projects in the country. The Vice President, Park Wisi-Misafa, who disclosed this when the Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Gong Jiangzhong, paid a courtesy call on him at the Flagstaff House, said Ghana is making efforts to bridge the trade imbalance between the two countries.
We are developing into new trade relations which have been beneficial to both sides, and my hope is that the imbalance in the trade will be reversed a little so that Ghana will also export a lot more to China than we are doing now. But then an important aspect of the relationship is the current in the support that China has given for infrastructural development in Ghana. I know that currently we're building the Bui Dam. There's also the Pong Water System that we are doing. And we know that the CDB loan has been a very popular facility that the people of Ghana will benefit from. And I know that the president is sending a high-power delegation to go to Beijing to resolve some of the difficulties that have led to the lack of disbursement of the facility. I hope that they will be received very well and that very quickly they resolve the problem and come back so that the people of Ghana will benefit from the general support that the Chinese people have made possible.
Vice President Park Wisi-Misafa, the Chinese ambassador Gong Jiangzhong promised to work to enhance the already cordial relations between China and Ghana.
China and Ghana has enjoyed friendship long and for 50 years now. Ghana is one of the first African countries to recognize China and establish the bilateral ties with the Chinese government. Ever since the bilateral relationship between the two countries have developed a very stable attitude. And ever since the establishment of the diplomatic ties between our two countries, we have always supported and learned from each other.
Chinese Ambassador to Ghana, Gong Jiangzhong. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama delivers State of Nation address today. Members of Council of State sworn in. Five-member committee to investigate alleged use of expired aluminium sulfate at Wager treatment plant. National solid waste law advocated. And police in Portugal seize large quantities of fake euro notes. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. A five-member committee has been set up to investigate alleged use of expired aluminium sulfate for treatment of water at the Wager treatment plant. The committee, chaired by the immediate past president of the Ghana Institution of Engineers, Albert Ojiri, was inaugurated by the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda. It is to do its work within 6 working days. Here's a report by Bubu Klenugu.
News of the use of expired chemicals broke at a time when residents in the capital are facing acute water shortage and are being subjected to severe water rationing. The country is also experiencing power shedding in the midst of increased prices in petroleum products. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said government will leave no stone unturned to get to the bottom of the allegation. According to him, the current administration, under the leadership of President John Mahama, is committed to providing access to cheap potable water, but its safety cannot be compromised under any circumstance.
The members of the committee that determined if indeed Ghana Urban Water has imported expired aluminium sulfate, which we commonly call alum, into the country. They are to determine the circumstances leading to the procurement of the chemical. They are also to find out if any of the expired chemicals have been used in water treatment in the country. Also, they are to find out if any state agency certified the chemical as potent. We are doing this because the vision of His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama in the water sector is to ensure that anybody living in this country has access to safe and affordable water, and therefore we cannot compromise on the safety of water to the people of this country. We will not compromise on the safety of water, and therefore after the investigation, if some officials are found to have directly gotten themselves involved in this transaction, due process would take place. We will give them to the law.
The chairman of the committee, Albert Ojiri, gave the assurance that they will put up their best to unravel all the issues within the short space of time they are given.
For us as a committee, we will have to make other arrangements for our normal business so that we can free ourselves, get the time, meet every day, so that within the 6 days we can issue the report that is required.
Other members of the committee are a procurement specialist of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Mrs. Hawawu Salifu, Samuel Kwati of the Food and Drugs Authority, Geoffrey Ahiambri of the BNI, and the head of the Water Directorate of the Ministry, Frederick Adai, who doubles as the secretary to the committee. The BNI has since retrieved all the expired chemicals from the system, and the assurance is that enough wholesome ones are available to continue treatment.
A report by Bubu Klenugu.
The MP for Dom Pabinya, Abjoa Safo, has advocated the enactment of a national solid waste law. According to her, the nation needs the political will to create a waste management policy and legal framework that will help ensure a holistic approach to addressing challenges with the management of solid waste. Ms. Safo advocated this when she made a statement on the floor of Parliament yesterday.
The National Media Commission will soon initiate legislative reforms to respond to media infractions. Its chairman, Cabral Blay Amiye, said the move will enable the commission to sanction any media house which goes contrary to the Code of Ethics of Journalism. Mr. Blay Amiye gave the hint at a roundtable to review the performance of the media in the 2012 elections and future lessons to be learned. It was organized by the Ghana Journalist Association in collaboration with Star Ghana.
Today is International Mother Language Day. The day is celebrated worldwide to highlight the use of mother tongue as an outlet for cultural preservation and for the overall socio-economic development of the individual. International Mother Language Day was instituted by the United Nations Educational and Scientific Cultural Organization, UNESCO. In a message, UNESCO's Director General, Irina Bokora, said the plural linguistic atmosphere allows the wealth of diversity to be shared, which accelerates the exchange of knowledge and experience.
The Supreme Court has granted three separate applications for extension of time to file various statements of a case in the Martinami dispute on the payment of over 51 million cedis judgment debt to businessman Alfred Agbesi Woyome. The court directed the parties to file their processes within 7 days from yesterday, after which the case will take its normal course. The applications were filed by the Attorney General Lawyer for Waterville Holdings, BVI Limited, Kofi Piasa, and Mr. Woyome's lawyer, Safu Boabing. Amasawa Bibiaku has filed this report. The Chief State Attorney who made the submission on behalf of the Attorney General said the office faces some difficulty in gathering relevant materials, but indicated that they will file the process with a bit of information gathered so far. The former Minister of Justice and Attorney General, Martin Amidu, informed the court that he had not been served with the Attorney General's application, noting that a copy he saw earlier did not have the Attorney General's statement of case attached. Mr. Amidu said he received that of Waterville Holdings BVI Limited and Mr. Woyomi's. Without objecting to the application, Mr. Amidu noted that he does not have personal interest in the matter and would like to see it disposed of expeditiously. He further drew the court's attention to the fact that a third defendant in the case, Austro Investment Management Limited, is no longer in existence and sought for clear directions in that respect. The former Attorney General in President Mills government intimated that the company initiated the action against Mr. Woyomi when it had not been liquidated, adding that his challenge in pursuing the matter any further to attain justice is due to the fact that the present Attorney General, Marietta Brewer Piaopon, until her appointment, was a partner to the chambers that represented Austro Investment. The judges noted that it's not possible for an action to be taken against Austro Investment as it's no longer in existence, and neither is a substitution of its only shareholder who is resident in Ghana. A member on the bench, Justice Sophia Adinira, noted that the Attorney General takes the matter up. She said the Ghana Bar Association should be informed of the conduct of the lawyer in question and disciplinary action be taken against the individual. Mr. Woyome's lawyer, however, submitted to the court that the case against his client at the High Court was discounted by Austro Investment when certain issues came up. The court presided over by Professor Justice Barr with regard to Mr. Amidu's application for prescription direction struck out from the suit Austro Investment Management Limited. Mr. Amidu is contesting the Attorney General's decision to order the payment of claims demanded by Waterville and Austro Investment upon a purported foreign international financial engineering agreement arising out of the two arrangements of 26 April, which were neither laid before or approved by Parliament. Amasawa Bidiaku's report.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has adjourned the suit against Isophoton SA by Martin Amidu to the 5th of next month for further hearing. This is to enable the defense lawyers for Isophoton SA and Anania J. Forson, Ghanaian citizen and agent of Isophoton SA, to reorganize themselves. This is because the court had on record an earlier submission by Anani Ajay Forson that he was representing himself as a third defendant to the suit, and Isophoton SA, the second defendant, but had now engaged a lawyer, Kizito Beyu, to represent him. This was objected to because the judges had issues with his representation. The 9-member judges, presided over by Professor Justice Datiba, noted that there is no notice to the court with regards to the change of solicitor and the proper procedure must be followed. They have directed Mr. Dejo to file a notice to that effect, as well as the right procedure to adopt and any additional process.
And on the foreign front, Portuguese police have made the largest ever seizure of fake euro notes worth more than 380,000 euros. The 1,901 counterfeit 200 euro banknotes were seized in an operation in the northern city of Oporto. In a statement, police said the counterfeit notes were of exceptional quality and are thought to be of a type that has been in circulation for a decade, with specimens turning up mostly in Spain, Italy, Germany, Bulgaria, and Portugal.
Now turn the news and main points again. President Mahama will this morning present the State of Nation Address to Parliament. This will be his first address to the nation after becoming president. The president is expected to touch on many sectors of the economy. Radio Ghana will, as usual, bring you a live coverage of the address. And members of the newly constituted Council of State were yesterday sworn in by President Mahama. The president asked them to be frank in their advice to government to help build a better Ghana. The news was presented by Samuel Essa
and Doreen Ampofo in Accra.